Let's go to the KRDO Newsline. It's a pleasure to welcome Jeannie Ray, Trooper Ray, from Colorado State Patrol. She's the Public Affairs Officer. Trooper Ray, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it this morning. Thanks for getting up so early with us.
Good morning. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You know, we talk about getting up early in general this time of the day. I mean, some of us get up at 2:30 in the morning, which means after Saturday into Sunday, we're going to be getting up at 1:30. And that, you know, the daylight saving time is coming up, and that really can cause some drowsy driving out there. Are there statistics that you can look at that this is a big problem?
It is. It is a huge problem. In 2022, there were over 100,000 crashes that were due to drowsy driving. Out of those 100,000, 71 ended up in injury crashes, and 1,500, over 1,500 ended in fatalities.
Wow. I mean, that those numbers are staggering. And the big message for people who are waking up right now is, I mean, it seems like a simple message, which is go to bed earlier. But a lot of people don't adhere to that advice, do they?
No, they don't. And I don't think that they don't plan for it either. So if they start to transition a little bit early or before the actual daylight savings begin, just by trying to get to bed early, reduce some caffeine about before they go to bed, stop looking at screens about an hour before bed, that would really help with the transition to losing that hour of sleep.
Right, Trooper, and it's not just us, the drivers, that we have to worry about, because here in Colorado, when there are so many, unfortunately, damaging or even deadly wildlife collisions with cars, I mean, the wildlife don't understand that we're all starting our drives an hour earlier.
That's very, very true, yes. And so people that are used to getting up at a certain time, by then traffic has already been going and the animals are already scared and in the woods. But when you change that time, it changes everything else too. And so really at that time of the morning or the sun coming up and the sun going down, that's when animals are out on the side of the road and they're eating and things like that. And they get spooked and they run into traffic and cause crashes.
Yeah. Not only that, but keeping yourself without maybe getting caffeine late in the day, you know, could help you get a better night's rest. Is it just a going to bed earlier, or just, as you mentioned, planning ahead for this thing that's going to be taking place this weekend?
Planning ahead makes such a big difference. Even if you can just get to bed a little bit early, cut back the caffeine a little, like maybe an hour or 2 hours earlier than you usually do, so you're a little more tired, it makes a big difference. Like, making sure your bedroom is cool and dark so that you can get to bed earlier. And then, of course, keeping off those screens. If you can get off the screens like an hour before bed, that makes a big difference with being able to get to sleep earlier.
That's easier said than done for most people. I mean, they become so, you know, it's such a habit right now to, you know, either get on your pad or your phone and check things out and get updated and all those things. But it is so important with this weekend coming up. Colorado State Patrol is going to be out and about, obviously, with normal patrols. I mean, that even, applies to the troopers themselves. They've got a big job to do this weekend and moving forward.
Most definitely, and it affects us as well. I mean, we're not immune to it. And so losing that hour of sleep, it takes me a good couple weeks to completely adjust to it and start to feel normal like I usually would for a morning shift.
Yeah, this is like, you know, which is your favorite, do you think? Is it spring forward or fall back? Will you lose an hour or gain an hour? It almost seemed, for me personally, it almost feels like when you spring forward is easier to adjust than, you know, you have one more hour to sleep. I don't know why.
Ooh,
I've always
hiss.
Felt this way. I know.
It's my least favorite day of the year. I think it should be the opposite of a national holiday. It should just be like a day that we skip over. Yeah. I wish it could be.
And a lot of people, Trooper, are saying, I thought we got around this in the state of Colorado. Well, we did. But the other states around us have not made their similar changes. So that's why we haven't done this on a national basis to keep this upcoming time period in force.
That's true. Yeah. So I looked it up to see how many states have transitioned to not making this change. And so I think eventually it'll be a nationwide thing. But for now, we are not immune to it. So we'll definitely be losing that hour of sleep.
No doubt. Great to talk to you. As always, we appreciate it. We'll look forward to our next visit together. And, may all your hours be good hours of sleep coming up this weekend. Trooper Ray, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a good day.